Standard bread claiming rule expansions take effect in Ontario. New claiming protections and procedural requirements for standard bred races are now in force across Ontario, with parallel procedural updates applied to thoroughbred claiming races. Key changes to standard bred and thoroughbred claiming rules. The Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario, AGCO, implemented expanded claiming rules effective February 2, 2026, designed to strengthen animal welfare safeguards and improve accountability in the province's horse racing industry. The most significant changes affect standard bred racing. Horses must now complete a mandatory observed one-lap warm-up on the same racing strip before they compete, and all claimants are automatically enrolled in a post-race observation period of at least 30 minutes. The observation period is overseen by a commissioned veterinarian or official veterinarian and may include a physical examination. If a claimant wishes to waive the observation period, they may do so on the claim slip, but electing to opt out removes access to the enhanced invalidation protections introduced under the new rules. During the observation period, if the official places the horse on the veterinarian's list, or if the animal is seen bleeding from the nostrils, is euthanized due to injury, or dies, a claimant can request that racing officials invalidate the claim and return the horse to its original owner in the same physical and medical condition as when it was claimed. Under the revised standard bred rules, noted in Chapters 2, 15, and 22, failure by the original trainer or their representative to take the horse immediately to the designated observation area and remain for the duration of the observation period may lead to monetary penalties or other sanctions from the judges. The rules also make clear that, except in emergencies, medical treatment should not be administered to the horse before the observation period concludes and must be reported to the judges if given. Thoroughbred claiming rules have been adjusted to mirror key procedural elements. Automatic enrollment in a minimum 30-minute observation period after claiming races, an option for claimants to waive the observation with forfeiture of invalidation protections, and requirements that the original trainer proceed to the observation area promptly. These changes are included in Chapter 12 of the Thoroughbred Rules of Racing. Enforcement and practical steps for trainers. AGCO framed the rule amendments as part of a broader initiative to elevate health, safety, and integrity standards across Ontario's racing sectors and to align racing practice with sustainability objectives. These changes put measurable safeguards in place to ensure horses are observed under veterinary supervision both before and after claiming races, said an AGCO spokesperson. They also create clearer accountability for trainers and claimants, with defined penalties for non-compliance. Industry veterinarians and trainers have given mixed reactions. A structured observation period can reveal injuries and post-race issues that would otherwise be missed at the paddock or under time constraints, said Dr. Laura Bennett, an equine surgeon and racing consultant. From a welfare perspective, it's a practical step, but its value will depend on consistent enforcement and sufficient veterinary staffing at race meets. Operationally, racetracks and racing offices will adopt a revised standard bred official claim form that will be the only accepted form for judges as of February 2, 2026. Claims lacking required details about the new trainer will be rejected. Race participants should review the updated rules and familiarize themselves with the observation area procedures and any track-specific guidance issued by stewards or judges. Racing stakeholders seeking further detail should consult the AGCO's published rule amendments for the specific chapter and rule numbers referenced in the standard bred and thoroughbred regulations. Bred rules of racing. Trainers and claimants should also note that the expanded invalidation provisions are conditional. Waiving the observation period removes the enhanced protections, and return of a claimed horse is required only if officials invalidate the claim under the new criteria.